Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Memtes. In Amud Beis, the Gemara starts the long and complicated sugyo of lomid min alomid. Something that's learned in a certain way in the Midah Shatrin Dvashas Behem, can it teach in that way or other ways to somewhere else? And as the Gemara tells us at the end of Amud Beis, this whole discussion is only in Kachim. In other areas of Torah, we say that lomid min alomid works. Even hekesh min hekesh learns everywhere. Except by kachim. By kachim, we don't say it works everywhere, and we have the rules that come from this sugya. What is the understanding that this sugya belongs only to kachim? Why only by kachim you have these limitations? So I looked all over, and I couldn't find anyone who speaks about it very clearly from a machshava standpoint. What's the understanding? I found one current sefer that speaks about it and says some svaris, but it's not based on any svar. But maybe one could suggest the following based on the following spekiris. Rav Yosef Engel, in the Asvan D'Oraisa on Klal Yud Beis, he compares and equates this concept to the concept of Shano Alav HaKosuv LeAkev. That by Kachim we find the Torah needs to repeat itself twice in order for something to be me'akif. Now, it is a discussion if this is only in Kachim or not in Kachim, but in some place in Shas, it's clear the Torah says, Shana lo v'kasuv, repeating itself is only a din in Kachim, and that's what Yosef Engel learns. Says of Yosef Engel, these two concepts that are in Kachim connect to each other. The concept of Shana lo v'kasuv, something that the Torah repeat twice, is me'akif in Kachim. You need to say it twice in order to be me'akif. And the idea of lomid min alomid, learning from one drasha to another drasha, that thing, not necessarily you could do that, it's only in Kachim. These two things connect together. Now continue this line of thought. The Chidon Nebirke Yosef in Yerudeo Sin Reisha in Beis, he explains the idea of Shana Lavakosul Akiv as follows. Bechol HaTorah Kulo, when the Torah tells me something, there's no lechatchila in the Evet. He quotes the Tosis in Gittin Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Tosis says, "Mina Torah." If the Torah says to do something, so it's not lechatchila to do it, but they have it not. It's something that you have to do it. There's no other way around it. That's Bechol HaTorah Kulo. But by Kachim, Shana Lo V'Kasuv, you have to repeat something for it to be me'akiv. And if not, you say it's only lechatchila, but they have it otherwise. So this idea of Shana L'Kazot tells me that by Kachim you have a concept of L'Chatchila and D'Eved, even Min HaTorah. This is the way the Maharal tells us in Etzach Yisroel Perek Memches. The idea of Shana L'Kazot means that when you're doubling something, it means it has to be. If you do it only once, it means it has to be. This idea is only by Kachim. You have L'Chatchila and you have D'Eved. So now that we have these two sources, now let's take one step forward. We spoke in the beginning of the Masechta, where Rabbi Seir teach us that what's going on in Beis HaMikdash is unique because Beis HaMikdash is the nucleus of the world. So that's why we learn all Hilchos Shabbos from the Melechas HaMishkan, because the whole world is included within the Mishkan and the Mikdash. And that's why Seder Kachim is called Chochma. The Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Lamed Alef, tells you Chochma is a Seder Kachim. Because we talk about the source, we talk about what's going on in the mindset, in the nucleus of the world. That's why machshava is precedes by kachim. By kachim, machshava is something that can ruin something. And other avodas, and other mitzvahs, machshava is not so effective. But by kachim, machshava is much more effective. And the idea is that by kachim, we're talking about where things are the pnimius of Rotzen Hashem. We're dealing here with kachim. We're dealing here with thing of gedusha. We're in the Heichal Hashem. Outside, we're in the physical, external world. And the physical, external world, what's called Oilam HaMaiseh, it's black and white. Dugma Ladover, as what Reb Tzadik points out in Maseches Eruvim, we mentioned this in the Shurim many times, that we Tzad Echad, we know the Shivim Ponim LaTorah. You can have 70 different ways to understand the Torah. But Halacha, there's only one way. Halacha is Lashon Halicha. In Oilam HaMaiseh, you can have only one way. I can't have two different opinions that contradict each other. But I'm talking Oilam HaMachshava, in the Oilam of theory, in the Oilam of the Oilam HaElyon, there two opposite opinions can coexist. When you go at Toilu Amaisel, it's only one way. And you mail it. That's why when we talk about any other mitzvahs, there's no lechatchil in the evit. You do it, do you have to do it or not? There's no middle ground. That's why the Torah says one time it has to be done, even by the evit. But by kachim, which is the oilom of machshava, the oilom of the source, there you can have, you know, it could be two sides. You have to do it, but it's not, it's only by lechatchil, not by the evit. And maybe we can bring this to our sugya. What is the idea that things that are lomed from different drushes, from a hekesh, from a gzereshavo, from a binyanav, so you may not be able to teach from them? As I saw someone who mentioned this in this the following oifen. If I know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale. This is what's supposed to be done. So why can't I learn from here to somewhere else? Yesh loimar, then every other area of Torah, that's exactly how it works. Once the Torah is megale something, I don't care if it was misgale because a mitzvah for reshes, or it was misgale through a drasha, it came from a kavachomer, it came from binyanav, it came from a hekesh. I know this concept. This concept was misgale to me. So now to teach it to another place, and if I know it, I know it. It's like a lechatchila and dievet. Olam HaMaaseh, it's black and white. You have or you don't have. I have it, so I do. I can learn it. I can continue teaching to the next stage. But by kachim, which is olam HaMachshava, which is olam HaChochma, so there, I'm not only learning what you need to do, I'm also seeing where it comes from. And if it came from a hekesh, hekesh is not such a strong drasha like a kavachomer. If it came from a binyanav, that may not be as powerful as a gzereshavo. When I'm standing in the nucleus, in the source, in the core of where everything is coming from, so there I'm still where everything is being emerged. There's a difference if the idea came from a Mefarish HaPasuk or the idea came from something which is not a Mefarish HaPasuk. It depends which Rasha it is. So that may be the difference. Lomid min alomid b'chol Torah kulo, once I know the idea, there's no limitations. I know the idea. It's black and white. But the kachim, which were in the Olam HaMachshava, the Chochmah, the source, the code of the world, there, it's not so pashut. It's not a black and white thing. I have to come and evaluate if this could teach us somewhere else. Anyone who wants to join or to sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.